I'm Rob, and let's hope that this solution helps put you on the road to recovery. So let's get started. We see that immediately, we're just gonna make sure that we're using recover correctly. So the usage should just be something like .recover. Now, we're gonna open the expected card.raw file. We see here that we're using the constant raw underscore file name, which up here we have hash defined as card.raw. Okay, so we need to make sure that that successfully opened, because if it didn't, then we should warn the user. But assuming that it did, we're now going to declare a buffer of size JPEG file name length. So this is gonna be the buffer that we're gonna sprintf into. So what is JPEG file name length? Up here, we see that it's hash defined as 8. So why 8? Well, a given file will be named something like 000.jpg, and then we need a /0. So we need a buffer that can store 8 characters. Now we're gonna have a counter that's gonna keep track of the number of JPEGs we found. And finally, we're gonna have a JPEG file, which is initially null, which is gonna be the currently open file that we're writing to. Now we're gonna have an additional buffer. This is not the same as our sprintf buffer, where this buffer is the one that we're reading in the data from the card.raw. So the buffer is gonna be of unsigned chars, which you can basically just treat as bytes. And it's gonna be of size block size, where, as we tell you, block size is 512. So JPEGs, you can treat everything as blocks of 512 bytes. Now we're gonna loop over the entire file. We're gonna fread into our buffer a single byte block size times from the car.raw file. Now what does fread return? It returns the number of items that it successfully read. So if it managed to read 512 bytes, then we want to see whether this was a JPEG or write it to a JPEG file. And if it did not return 512 bytes, then either the file has ended, in which case we'll break out of the while loop, or there was some sort of error, in which case we'll also break out of the while loop, but we'll want to report that something went wrong. Okay, so assuming that we successfully read in 512 bytes, we want to first check to make sure that these bytes that we just read in begin a JPEG. So if is JPEG header of our buffer. Now what is JPEG header doing? Let's look. Up here, we see that this function is returning a bool, and that bool, well, here we're checking to see if header 0 equals this constant, and header 1 equals this constant, and header 2 equals this constant, and header 3 equals this or this constant, where all these constants are just hash defined right here, and are exactly what we told you in the spec that a JPEG begins with. And so this function is just gonna return true if this buffer represents the start of a new JPEG and false otherwise. Okay, so if this does represent a new JPEG, then we first wanna check to see if JPEG file is not equal to null, in which case we close it. And so why do we need to check to see if it's not null? Well, the very first JPEG that we find, we will not already have an open JPEG file. And so if we try to close that, then we're not doing something quite right. But every subsequent JPEG that we open, we want to close the previous file. So now we're going to use sprintf, as we said before, where we're using the buffer JPEG file name, and we're going to use JPEG file name format as our format. And what is that? Up here, we see that it is %03d.jpg, where the 03 just says that we'll use 3 integers for this padded with zeros. So this is how we'll get 001.jpg and 010.jpg and so on. We're gonna use sprintf, and the integer that we're inserting into the string is numjpegs recovered, which is originally 0. So the first file open is gonna be 000.jpg, and then we're incrementing it. So the next file we open will be 001.jpg, and we'll increment it again, so it'll be 002.jpg, and so on. All right, so now that inside of JPEG file name, we have the name of the file that we want, we can fopen that file for writing. Okay, and once again, we need to check to make sure that the file successfully opened, since if it didn't, then there was some error. Okay, so now we've gotten past the is this a JPEG part. And here we see we're going to write to the JPEG. But we first have this check, which says if JPEG file does not equal null. Why do we need that? Well, JPEG file equals null when we don't currently have an open JPEG. What if card.raw starts with a bunch of bytes that don't represent a JPEG? Then we're going to want to skip over those bytes. If we don't have this check, then we're going to write to an unopened file the first 512 bytes of the card, which isn't good. Okay, so assuming we have an open file, then we're going to write to that file the 512 bytes that we have in our buffer, and we're once again checking to make sure that the 512 bytes successfully were written, because if they were not successfully written, then something went wrong. We'll close our files, print that something went wrong, and return. Assuming everything goes correctly, then we'll keep looping, closing the old file, opening the new file, writing data to the new file, and so on, until finally this fread returns 0, which means that the file is done. So now that the card reading is over, we see that we're going to fclose the last file that we had open. But we're checking if JPEG file does not equal null. Well, the fclose makes sense, because as we're opening files, we're closing the previous file, but the very last file that we opened never gets closed. So that's what this is doing. But why do we need to check for null? Well, what if card.raw did not have a single JPEG inside of it? In that case, we would have never opened a file. And if we never open a file, we should not try to close that file. So that's what this check is doing. Now here, as I said before, we could have broken out of that while loop either if the card has ended or if there was some error reading from the card. So this is checking to see if there was an error reading from the card, in which case we'll say there was an error reading. We don't want the user to think everything went successfully, and we'll return 1 for error. Finally, we'll fclose our raw file, our card.raw, to indicate that everything went well, and return 0, and that's it. My name is Rob, and this was Recover.